Good morning and welcome to the original Loretta Brown Show, radio to open the heart, heal the soul, and awaken the consciousness. And boy, it is crisp and cold out there this morning. Whoo! I think it's beautiful. I think it's really, really nice.
Well, you must be tired. Your arms must be tired. You flew in here so quickly.
I did.
Heyo.
You know how you're driving down the road and then there's the light. You know it's going to go red and you're thinking, you know, because it's yellow, right? And you're like, do I stop
or
do I go through it?
Is it worth it?
Yeah.
I would say no, because most of the times, especially now, it's the end of the month, and a lot of those, law enforcement personnel are looking for these types of things. So
it's like this.
Watching you.
Yeah.
What's another couple of minutes?
Yeah, what is a couple of minutes? So be careful out there.
Yep.
And like I said, enjoy it. I drive past the Mormon temple and the big angel Moroni's up there shining in the sunlight this morning, like, you know, like golden deliciousness, right? You know,
there's some mornings where that's lit up, like there's a nice little morning fog, and then they have some spotlights that go up there coming up from Factoria, look up to Bellevue. If you're in the Seattle area, you probably know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
Over on the east side. It is magical.
It is.
On how it's all illuminated, and you're just like, wow, there's some presence.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, my eyes always go up to it, and I'm like, oh.
It's exactly how I feel when you come into the studio every day.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's
magical.
Awesome.
Just
it is magical.
Magical.
Yeah, it's going to be magical today because it's open mic day with Loretta, and you can call in. Oh, anytime you want with a question for your guides and angels. We're going to do some readings this morning. And I'm also going to give you a good astrology report. And if we have time, we're going to talk about some odd things that happen in the world. It's a little bit of a cliffhanger because you got to stick around to find out what is she talking about now. Which I think is what my parents thought a lot. What is she talking about now? That's probably about right. Mm-hmm. What's going on with that one? The other ones look okay, but there's that one. So if you're that one, you'll want to stick around. So welcome to the original Loretta Brown Show. This is radio to open the heart, heal the soul, and awaken the consciousness. We've got March coming up here. Is that tomorrow, Benny?
Yes, ma'am. Oh,
today is the last day of February.
Bye-bye. Bye, February. See you later. Thanks for coming out.
I don't know if I told you that, you know, because January was a rough month. We had lots of heavy energies. And somewhere in the middle of the snowstorm, somebody texted me and contacted me and said, Loretta, I didn't think I'd be saying come back January.
I'm still not saying that. I was fine with the snow. Other people, not so much, but I was good.
I actually thought it was great. We did get snowed in a bit.
But that's okay. Some of us still made it to work.
I was.
That would be me. That was that
would
dramatic
be
pause right there.
I was going.
Totally worked out.
I was clearing
my
throat. Yeah, I ended up with almost 2 feet of snow. And
that's crazy. I didn't have that much. It's just where your area was.
Yeah, it was just a funny little pocket.
I could have come and got you.
Oh, I'll remember that for next time.
I'm just saying.
Okay. After a couple of days, you know, because I did phone and Skype and Zoom sessions, but after a couple of days,
you kind of get accustomed to it.
Yeah.
It's a good backup plan.
Yeah, I got a little bit cabin fever, I got to admit.
And I got cabin fever here, too, as far as there were other people that were stranded. They couldn't make it to home, so they were actually able to stay next door. There's a place to stay. So
if an event of being bad, yeah,
that's a backup plan, too. Yeah. Backup on the backup.
Yeah, it's good to have a backup plan, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. And I think it kind of made some people think to themselves, well, maybe I don't have a backup plan. Maybe I better think about that. And, of course, you know, all of yous and me, too, was stocked up at the grocery store that we could have stayed for 3 years at home and been just fine. I think I had just about everything and managed to keep electricity, which I think was really one of the big things. Yeah. So, anyway, we're through that. We're getting ready for March. I do have some wonderful events happening in March. I have Temple of the Divine Feminine coming on Saturday, March 16th, and that's for the ladies. You can sign up for everything at schedule.reikioasis.com. And you can always find out more about it also at reikioasis.com. There's another Crystal Bowl Healing Concert Sunday, March 24th. And, excuse me, I will be doing those monthly now instead of every other month. And so you'll want to check it out. You always have to get tickets for the Crystal Bowl Healing Concerts from Bala Yoga. And I will be at their Kirkland location in March. And then I'm also going to be doing some concerts at their Sammamish location. Yay! So they have three locations. So check out either Kirkland or Sammamish to find me, Loretta Brown, doing some Crystal Bowl Healing Concerts. And bringing in some other sounds, because I usually do mantra and I have bells and drums and you know, just keep coming, because there's always a new instrument, and there's a lot of wonderful new instruments out there that create this really wonderful resonance that help us go into that that relaxed alternate state where we can renew ourselves. I'm getting there just right now, Benny.
People bringing that in.
Yeah. It's in the breath. You know, a lot of people come in and they're all uptight, and I get that way too, rushing around. And sometimes we just need to remember to exhale. And once you exhale, believe it or not, the next thing is you can inhale. Who knew? That's kind of the way it works. But a lot of people actually try to take a breath when they're already breathless. In other words, they're already holding their breath. So if you're one of those people that's rushing around and because you've got a lot going on in your life, remember that the very best way to catch your breath is to exhale and then take a nice, lovely, deep breath to exhale again. I actually kind of learned that when I was learning scuba diving, because I realized, if any of you scuba dive, that when I got under the water, I automatically started holding my breath, and of course you can't do that. You've got to breathe through the regulator. And so my
a pretty big deal there.
You can't hold your breath for an hour underwater.
Breathe. Yeah. I know you've always been told not to. One time.
Hold your breath.
It's some getting used to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's not always you have to remember it's not through your nose. It's just mouth only. So that kind of triggers the brain a little bit.
It does. Do you scuba dive, Benny?
I do not,
yeah.
But I would like to someday.
Yeah.
Do you know what scuba stands for, by the way? Self-contained underwater breathing apparatus. There you go.
Mm-hmm. It's wonderful.
Those water cooler times, you know.
Yeah, my friend Annie Crowley, if you're listening, we're sending you love. She's the voice of the ocean. I'll have her on one day.
Ooh.
But she's the one that taught me that, hey, Loretta, why don't you just blow bubbles? Focus on exhaling 10 times. Mm-hmm. And it worked. It got my brain on something. And then the next thing I knew, I was breathing through my regulator. And we went and saw these huge manta rays.
Perfect.
Oh, my goodness. It was crazy. So anyway, I'm not here trying to make you go take scuba lessons. I was really talking about breathing. Now, I also have a Master Reiki workshop coming up the last Saturday in March. That's March 30th. So if you're on the path of Reiki, and you have taken Reiki 1 and Reiki 2, then it's time for Master Reiki. And you can sign up for that at schedule.reikioasis.com. Or once again, contact me and find out more information. You can email me at info@reikioasis.com. And then I have a Reiki 1 class coming up Saturday, April 6th. That's a little ways away. But if you're thinking about starting that journey of Reiki, like I say, there's a lot of teachers out there. I have been teaching Reiki for 24 years, and have literally taught and attuned thousands of students, and many of them have their own businesses, which is a wonderful delight for me. And then way off in the fall, way off in October, we're going to be taking another trip to Egypt. And if you're interested in going to Egypt with me and a very select group of spiritually minded, lovely souls, send me an email. Send it to info@reikioasis.com. Just put Egypt in the subject line and we will get the information to you. Now I'm going to go into my astrology report, but the lines are open. And if you have a question this morning for your guides and angels, you need a little psychic help, a little spiritual help, a little intuitive insight into your life, you have a question, give us a call at 425-373-5527 or 1-888-298-5569. 425-373-5527 or 1-888-298-5569. And don't be afraid to call in. This is a great chance for you to get the answer to a question. So we are at the end of February. Oh, like I said earlier, what a lot of moving energy. What an amazing month. What an amazing week. And most of the activity for this week is actually taking place today, which is Thursday, and tomorrow, Friday, which is actually March 1st. And it starts with a moment of harmonious conversation between the sun and that fiery planet of Mars. So we have two fiery things talking to each other. The sun is newly moved into the sign of Pisces, a sign that represents dreams and inspiration. Mars is moving through the sign of Taurus, grounded energy, practical energy. Mars has to do with action, determination, and self-knowledge. It is from the place of self-knowledge our most confident actions take place. Both Mars and the sun are connected to the concepts of confidence and motivation. Whew, confidence and motivation. How many of you have good confidence in everything? And how many of you are having a little bit of trouble with feeling all that confident? And then, of course, a lot of my clients are talking about motivation, like, oh, they know they need to get something done and they just can't find the motivation, the inspiration, or the energy. So Mars and the sun are having a very empowering conversation, which in astrology is known as a sextile. And this conversation is considered easy. It's a good conversation. They're not fighting. They're working it out. So even though you have to do something, even though it's a good conversation, you're going to have to do something to maximize the area of blessings that this is going to bring into your life. So we're going to see opportunity showing up. You might find that you're being offered a job or that house you've been looking for, or just that relationship. There's going to be opportunity, but it is going to be up to you to harness the motivation to follow through on that opportunity and step into the possibility, the probability that comes with it. We can participate in the maximizing of the potential and the unfolding of our blessings. And what I love is that the energy is moving. It's moving forward. So our participation, what we have to do, will be obvious to us. We will be motivated to step into it. We will be supported as we step into it. And the opportunity will enliven us. It's going to give us juice, and it's going to bring us genuine enthusiasm. Whew, sounds lovely. So, Benny.
Yes, ma'am.
My master producer over there. I feel like I need to do namaste to you.
Hi.
Is Japanese.
Hi.
That's right. Let's take a caller.
Okay.
And remind people the lines are open. And
yeah. And if you'd like to join us, it's 888-298-5569 or 425-373-5527. They both work efficiently enough for us. And Dorian from Snohomish is joining us. Hi, Dorian.
Hi.
Good morning, Dorian. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm excellent. I'm so glad you called in. What can we do for you?
Well, I'm just wondering what maybe you see or my angels or spirits around me. I feel a lot of change is coming. I feel a different, I don't know the word, of people that are in my life right now that's not real positive.
Okay, you have a lot of negativity.
Yes.
Okay. The first thing, I'm just going to start where they've put me, okay? So two okay. things. Apparently, you have six angels, six guides helping you right now, and they're standing around you, all around you. They want me to remind you that you are a being of light and love. That's who you really are in the deepest part of your heart. And they're saying that you somehow have gotten a little bit off balance, and there's a, if I'm looking at you, your sixth chakra, your third eye, I would kind of ask you, just why don't you just rub your third eye a little bit very gently and just sort of exhale while you're doing that. And then as funny as it sounds, and I don't normally give people such specific instructions, but they're very clear. It's almost like somebody took and stuck their dirty finger in your third eye. Sounds terrible. Like pull.
No, I get it.
Okay, does that make sense to you? And
totally.
They want you to act like you're going to grab something out of that third eye and pull it slowly away from the forehead. You might even feel a stretchy, funny feeling at your third eye. And just pull that right out until you feel it's your arms at full length, and then just sort of pull it out and shake it into the earth. Okay?
Okay.
That's feeling better already. And then they want you to breathe into your heart. Breathe straight into your beautiful heart. Wow, you have a beautiful heart. You just really have a beautiful heart. And breathe into that heart. And as you exhale, imagine that you are expanding the space from inside you all the way out around yourself. And do that several times.
Okay.
Ah, and I'm exhaling with you. I'm just helping. Because they want to remind you that you can put this beautiful bubble around yourself anytime you want, just by breathing into your heart, exhaling, and shoving your bubble out, shoving your energy field out. And then be sure to fill yourself with light and love, and invite the things not worthy of you to exit your energy field.
Okay. Okay.
And invite the things worthy of you to come in, such as love and goodness and all that. And do that
okay.
several times. You know, there's something called the law of three, and I always tell people, do things at least three times. Like if you're going to breathe into your heart and exhale, do it at least three times.
Okay.
If you're going to invite goodness in, do it at least three times. And, of course, invite it in as you inhale, and invite things to leave as you exhale.
Okay.
And put a little barrier around the outside of you. So the ultimate answer to everything is that, yes, there is a lot of negativity. That's true. But as an empathy, very sensitive girl, you know, woman, is call everybody a girl. Don't take it personal.
That's okay.
That you can learn how to maintain your space and be a beacon of light, bathe in your own lightness and goodness of being no matter where you're at. Okay. And then there's something also about that third eye, you know, rub that third eye, because it's like somebody's trying to shut you down a little bit. You don't have to do that. You don't have to do that.
It feels like a lot of people at the moment.
Yeah. You know, when we're a bright light in the room, it's one of those funky things about human behavior. A lot of people will say to us, oh, I hope you're so successful, and I wish you happiness and love and prosperity, blah, 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 right? And then when you start to shine, they try to dim you down.
Yep.
Yeah. So your vibration is being raised right now. I think your angels are coming closer to you. And I don't know if you do healing work or anything. You definitely could. And you can just tap in more with your guides and angels. But be aware of the fact that as you're frequencies being raised and your light is shining brighter, that you will simply become more aware of the darkness. And so in those moments, turn your eyes up and look into the light.
Okay.
All right. Does that help you?
It does help a lot.
They love you very, very much. You need to buy yourself some flowers.
Okay.
And they say, do it. Go, baby. Get flowers for yourself.
I will. Thank you. So very much.
Okay, be blessed. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thanks, Dorian, for calling in. We'll jump off to another caller right now. We'll take Laura now calling in from Marysville. Hi, Laura. Welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning, Laura.
Hi,
how are you?
Morning, Loretta.
Yeah.
I've been better.
Have you?
Quite frankly, I have been better.
Oh, dear. Okay. So
I'm having a really rough time, and I was just thinking yesterday, I wish I could ask Loretta a question. I really need to ask her a question. And then I tune in today, and you're taking questions.
I am.
That could be a sign to call.
I think it is. I always tell people, you know, if you... We quite often, our guides and angels work in very mysterious ways to where we'll either be in the right place at the right time, we'll listen to the right thing, you know, we'll click that radio on, we'll be standing in line at the grocery store, we'll overhear a conversation, because God and divine uses absolutely anything and everything to bring us a message. So do you have a specific question you want to ask on the air?
I do. I'm, you know, having such a hard time. I know there's no such thing as, well, you know, regret, but I find myself regretting decisions in, you know, made for the past year and a half. You know, rent came due and I don't quite have it. And it's, I just feel like I'm going against the flow. No matter how hard I try to say, I'm listening. What do you want me to do? I'll do whatever you want me to do. I just don't understand what the lesson is. What it is I need to change.
Okay. I'm hearing you. I'm hearing you. I think probably many people can relate to what you're saying. Yeah, we're trying to move forward in a spiritual path. We think we're getting the messages, and you're just hitting a wall. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I can. It's like I'm doing tons of, like, you know, interviews right now. It's like I can't get the job when I think, oh, I'm perfect for this job, and they'll hire me. Even if I don't want a regular job, I want to do something else. I've accepted, you know, maybe this is what I need to do. It's like I'm open. What do you want me to do? I'm listening. Tell me. But I just feel like either I can't hear what they're telling me, I'm not learning what I need to learn. The regret has been crippling.
Okay. All right. I'm kind of being with your angels for just a minute, because I'm letting them gather where they want me to go, because I on the radio, I need to be a little succinct, right?
Mm-hmm.
So first of all, they're just coming through with a message of love. They love you so, so much. When we're walking through the forest and we can't see, right, we're being put into a place of complete trust. Uh-oh. And trusting when we can't see what's right ahead, I think, is one of the most challenging things that any of us will be asked to do. You're being asked to not fall into fear, which is difficult because, like I say, I got to tell you, I, as a little girl, was afraid of the dark, right? I figured out later it's because I could see dead people, right? But I didn't understand that as a little girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
So as you're navigating your life, as you're starting to walk through that unknown place, because this is unknown, it's completely unknown, your guides and angels are merely giving you, they're holding you and they're giving you messages of keep moving, keep allowing yourself to be navigated. And even though you're saying, what do you want me to do now? You might adjust that a little bit and say, how can I best express my gifts today? Right? Because I know you have a goal. We all need to have a goal. We need to have a target. But then realize between where you're at and where you want to be, there is a path. And that path might be quite different than what you think. So it's not that you're doing anything wrong. It's not about right and wrong. It's about you being navigated through whatever it is that your soul has determined that you need to go through. Your soul has determined you need to go through. I'm saying that again. Your soul has determined you need to go through. They're just impressing that. And in order to get to where you're asked to go. Now, this is very deep and wide. Who can understand the journey of a soul, right? God can understand it. Your guides know that they're holding the blueprint that you helped organize for your life before you came in. They also know that they're navigating you in the way that needs to be done. So it's not a punishment. It's not a lesson. It's a navigation. And in the concept of navigation, they're showing me an image of a boat moving slowly through the fog. And the boat is having to maybe sound its horn to try to figure out, like, the fog is thick. We can't quite see what's there. And it's an uncomfortable feeling. But if you can exhale a little bit and realize you are being navigated, it's not that they're waiting to navigate you. They are navigating you. Then you can begin to say and open your mind up to, what is something that maybe I haven't even thought of that might be an option for me? And there's something here about your location of where you're living. And you and I can talk more about this because I'm kind of getting the idea that there's a couple of things. Like when we go into spiritual work, timing is important and location is important. So you might want to kind of think about that a little bit. Yeah.
I have actually.
Yeah. You know, the greater Seattle area, I'm going to say, is a very peculiar place. And for those of you that don't know, Seattle is ruled by Scorpio. All cities have kind of a ruling force. And what is Scorpio? Well, it can be difficult to deal with, right? But it really is a city of transformation. And it will bring you in, and sometimes it will then be done with you, and it will spit you back out. And I know that a lot of my clients are coming in now going, I don't know what the deal is, but I'm almost thinking I need to move out of Seattle, or Seattle has really changed. And it has. I've seen it change over the years I've lived here. And I also have had a lot of people ask me, Loretta, how are you able to be so successful with your business here in Seattle? And they've tried it and it just didn't work. You have to be in alignment with the spirit of the area that you're in. And sometimes you have to ask it if it wants you there. And so if you haven't done that, go into that and then realize you can tap into the entire world from any location. You know, you just go in and sometimes you just like, where do you want me to go? You can also go to an astrologer and get a cartography chart done where they take your chart and match it up with the world. And they say, these places are beneficial for you. These places will be places of lessons and testing, which might be what you have been drawn to. Areas that will challenge you, and then kind of work from there. So that's their advice to you. They're trying to navigate you. Yeah, and I really get the feeling that you're on a trajectory, and they're showing me a complete 90-degree angle to the left. They're trying to get you to go a complete 90-degree angle to the left, and you're just going forward because you're like, look, I'm navigating this. So it's not a judgment. Mm-hmm. It's not a criticism. It's just an observation. Yeah. Okay.
No, that helps.
And they also, yeah, I hope that helps you. They also are just loving you so much. They're sending you so much love. So open your heart, honey. You got such a big heart. Let them love you. And I know sometimes when we let them love us, we end up crying in the corner. It's okay. Then they come, you know, and then they throw, you know, white rose petals over you or something. They're just lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So,
thank you so much, Loretta. You always help so much.
Yeah. Hang on to hope. Hang on to hope, honey. All right.
Okay.
Thanks
for
calling in. All
right. Yeah, thanks very much. And if you'd like to join us on the original Loretta Brown Show, it's 888-298-5569, 888-298-5569, or in the local area, 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527. How about we take a little bit of a break?
Let's do that.
Give yourself some time to wet the old whistle.
Thank you.
All right. We'll be right back. Did you know that Reiki healing can be done at a distance? It's true. So let Reiki Oasis focus powerful energy to help relieve your stress, grief, sadness, anger, and so much more. Convenient, personalized treatments at a distance can increase lightness of being. During your appointment, find a quiet place to lie down or sit to receive healing energies. If you want help with your dis-ease, visit ReikiOasis.com. Harness life's energy. Visit ReikiOasis.com today.
Through the generous support of individuals like you, Trees for the Future has planted over 155 million trees and changed thousands of lives in the last 29 years. With your help, Trees for the Future continues to train thousands of impoverished farming families across Africa to plant their way out of poverty using an agroforestry method called the forest garden. Forest gardens consist of nearly 4,000 fast-growing fruit, nut, and timber trees that thrive alongside climate-appropriate crops, surrounded by a living green fence. These forest gardens eliminate hunger in 2 years, increase household income over 400% in 4 years, and have changed landscapes from dry lands for monocropping to rich soils supporting over 20 varieties of crops and marketable products. Learn more about how you can be part of these efforts by visiting trees.org/radio. That's trees.org/radio.
It's time that you are heard, and I don't mean in just a conversation. I mean really heard. Imagine hosting your very own radio program on Alternative Talk 1150. Talk about being heard. Call 425-653-1150 right now to learn how affordable it can be to host your own radio show. Time slots are going fast, so take hold of this chance by dialing 425-653-1150. Alternative Talk, we have an opportunity waiting just for you.
Get your daily dose of variety. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Don't need money. Yeah.
Nope.
Woohoo.
We need love.
We're just, that's right. We just need love. We need happiness, joy, sunshine today.
Got that one for one.
Whoa. Yeah. This is Loretta Brown. It's this original Loretta Brown show. You can find out more about me at ReikiOasis.com or at the KKNW site or at TheLorettaBrownShow.com or on Facebook or Twitter or, yeah, I'm all over.
You're all over.
Internationally. I'm all over.
Globally.
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 I am globally.
What we're looking for.
Yeah.
Mm. All right.
Yeah, that's it.
Heading back to the phones, yeah?
We're heading back to the phones. We got open lines today for callers, and we've got people that have been waiting a while, so let's bring them on.
Yeah, Dorothy from the Lacey area. Hi, Dorothy. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you very much.
Hi, Dorothy. Thanks for waiting so long to get on. How can we help you?
Well, I had a couple of questions, if I may. One's about my youngest son, Isaac, who's 26. But he has persistent ringing in his ears and TMJ, and we've seen many providers about it and just can't seem to find the solution. And just wondering, what is he needing?
How long has he had it?
For about 3 years.
The angels are saying a couple of things, which I think is interesting. Sometimes, and this may or may not work, but sometimes if you get a singing bowl, do you know what a singing bowl is?
Yes.
Okay. Sometimes you can find a pitch that will match it, that will neutralize it out. It'll quiet it out for a while. And there's also something, oh, this is interesting. They're showing me something that hooks. Let me just hang on just a second, because instead of describing it, there is a there's some different types of devices out there now. One of them is from a company called Forbrain, Forbrain, and it has to do. They usually use it with ADD or ADHD kids. I'm not saying your son is that way, but there's some sort of a feedback in it where if you talk, it'll stimulate the ear in some way. And why don't you send me an email, Dorothy? I'll send you information on it. Send me an email. Send it to info@ReikiOasis.com. And Reiki Oasis is just ReikiOasis. info@ReikiOasis.com. And I'll send you some specific information on that. I'm also seeing some colors. I'm a vibrational worker. You know, I do Reiki and all kinds of things. I do things with sound and vibration and frequency and color. But I'm seeing the colors green and blue. And as weird as that might sound, you might wrap those colors around the back of his head. And for some reason, I think the ringing is being stimulated in the back of the head. So legally, I can't diagnose or prescribe or anything. I'm just giving you some suggestions that might go in a way.
Sure.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one other thing. Hang on just a second. Also, take a look at what was happening in his life at that time that the ringing started. Because sometimes there's an emotional base behind things. There's some kind of a funky thing that happened, that might have started that.
Okay.
Yeah. And let me just, reiterate, I'm not a medical professional. And I'm just an intuitive kind of looking into what might be going on with that.
Yeah.
Does he also have anxiety or depression or something rattling in his nervous system?
I'm not sure.
Okay. All right. Well, you might talk to him about that. It might benefit him to obviously keep going to your medical care, but it might benefit him to work with somebody that does Reiki or something like that, or acupuncture or things like that, that might help drain out his system a little bit. It feels overloaded to me.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And you said you had another question?
Yeah. For me, I'm working on improving like communication in my marriage. There's just a lot going on. I feel like I'm at like a crossroads. I'm considering maybe a career change, and I'm just wondering what things might be helpful for me to support myself.
Oh, wow. You've got a lot going on. Whoo.
Yeah.
I'm going to go right into your heart, and your angels and guides are saying it's time for you to take care of you and to go into your heart and kind of breathe in there and reconnect with yourself to find out exactly who are you, right? What do you want out of life? You've lived your life as it is for a while, but I think you're at a place where you could revamp that most any way that you wanted. You know, when we talk about what's our career or how can we support ourselves or what it is we want to do, because those are all kind of along the same line, you want to begin very simply by asking yourself, what are the things that I naturally do well and what do I like to do?
Mm-hmm.
And start there and just make a list of them. Just start writing down some of the things that you like, just to reconnect with who you know yourself to be at a deep level. Because your guides are like, you feel a little lost or you're not quite sure who you are at this point. Is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So sometimes we go back to our childhood even and just see if you can remember, when were the times that I was the most happy? What are the things that bring me joy? Right?
Right.
And even though that might not look like a career, it might not look like anything, sometimes when I do that with people, like even with myself, if I look back at my childhood, what was I doing? Number one, I was always teaching. I was always teaching. I was always dragging people in to listen to me talk or sing or perform. I wanted to be in front of people. And the other thing was, I was always trying to heal things like dead birds and, you know, little bugs and never mind.
I was always drawing pictures or singing or doing music or outdoors.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So could you maybe take that and pursue it and bring some of that back in? Because when we want to create something, what we really want to do is activate our normal creation, which is normally in the second chakra, although the throat chakra is also related to that. And your guides are clear that finding your voice is a big deal for you. Speak your truth. Find your voice. Yeah. Can you even say what you want or not?
Right.
Right. So start there and then do some of that and do some self-exploration things. But really just begin to ask yourself, what do I want? I am a creator. I am a co-creator. What outcome do I want in my life? And the outcome is not, what do I do for a living? It's like, what outcome do I want? I want to be joyful, right? I want to share my gifts. I want.
Yeah, sometimes it's just the whole money thing, I think, gets in the way.
Yeah.
Thinking about how to make money instead of, like, what brings joy.
Yeah. My last caller was having that same issue. And I think many of us do this. We're like, but Loretta, you know, I want to do what you do. And I go, well, you can. It's a lot of work. Go for it, right? And I always tell people, if you're working, right, or if you're in a situation where you're being sustained, right, plan an exit or plan on bringing something in. In other words, if you want to do art or you want to do healing work, like you could actually paint into your art. I don't know if you paint, but that's what they're showing me. Like whatever you do, and this goes for all artists and musicians, you can imbue your creation with an intention of love and giving and healing, so that when people are listening or seeing what you've done, they actually will get that energy through your creation. And our ability to share our gifts is not does not have to be what we do to get paid. And that's and that's where a lot of people get sucked dry in their souls, because let's face it, a lot of jobs require so many hours, and at the end of the day, you know, we might want to go home and paint or write music, and we're just worn out, right?
Mm-hmm.
So try to bring it in a little bit at a time. Like, even if all you're doing is you draw a picture with a pencil every morning, you know, take 10 minutes and draw your shoe or something, right? Or hum a song, right? And start to bring that in. And then my best advice to people, I rarely have the guides and angels tell someone to jump off. In other words, I rarely have ever said to someone, you need to quit your job tomorrow and you need to go make, you know, start your healing business, right? It doesn't usually work that way. It's usually a gradual changeover.
Okay. And,
yeah, it's a gradual changeover where you start to, like with Reiki, if someone studies Reiki, you could do Reiki. You know, you can do a few Reiki appointments on the side. Maybe Saturdays you do Reiki and the rest of the time you do your job. You'll find that as you step into what it is that your heart calls, that you'll start to receive energy from that.
Yeah.
And that will start to nourish your soul, which is so thirsty. And as your soul gets nourished, as you're drinking the spiritual water, so to speak, then all of a sudden you will find that the energy will come to you. You will be supported from the other side, and somehow you'll be able to make it through that transition.
Great.
Does that help? And then always, and this goes for you and all my listeners, have a daily practice of some kind, even if it's 3 minutes of breathing into your heart. We need to, if we're going to really tap into who and what we are, we need to tap into it. Don't wait for something on the outside to happen. Go to source. Go to God. Go to your angel. Sit quietly with your own beautiful self and say, ah, I'm just going to give you some attention, little beautiful self. Come here and love yourself, honey. You're so lovable. So beautiful. Okay, does that help?
Yes, thank you.
You're so welcome. Thanks for calling in. Your guides love you so much. I can't wait to see what you do.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thanks very much, Dorothy, for joining us. 877-888-298-5569. That's the number, 888-298-5569. Barbara is now calling from West Seattle. Hi, Barbara. Welcome to the show.
Barbara.
Hi there.
Good morning, Barbara. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How about you?
I don't know why your guides are like that. They're like, yay. Hello. Good morning.
Yeah. Yeah, because they know I'm in a quandary here.
Yeah, but they're hysterical. You have funny guides. They came in with a big
thumbs up. I'm funny.
Yeah. Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, right.
Well, they're like so happy that, because they're like, we were pushing her, and she finally called. So,
oh, really? Okay. All right. It's getting ready to make a move, but all of a sudden I'm like panicking with the money part of it.
Ooh.
I don't have enough. You know, when I look out there, I don't actually have enough to make the move.
Mm.
And I know they really want me to make the move, and I got that really clear when I was away. Mm-hmm. That I'm the only one who does a certain thing and it needs to be out there and I need to be teaching it. And it was extremely powerful when I was teaching it. So I do know that. It's just the finances are not there. So I'm wondering if I should stay until, let's say, the fall, or if I should continue and go when I'm planning on going in July.
Okay, let me sit with that for a moment, because there's a bit of... what they're saying is that yes, your vision was clear and good, that it is time to it's time to move, but their idea of it's time to move could be 6 months, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's time doesn't mean this exact second.
Mm-hmm.
And they're also saying that what you got fired up, that's what they're saying. You got inspired to make this move, and it might be slightly ahead of itself.
Okay, that's fine.
Because I'm feeling a tightness in through the throat. And
yes, that's exactly what I'm feeling.
Yeah, I'm feeling a tightness. So let me just be with them, because they're saying, of course, your intention of moving, your attention to moving will begin to bring in the money, but you can't move until the money is here.
Right.
So that's kind of it.
Okay, that's what I needed to know.
It's real clear. And let me just ask them, because you said July and August or the fall?
Yeah, I'm looking. I can stay where I'm at and be really comfortable and put money away. That's not a problem. And I could either move in, let's say, the end of October, or I could wait and move after I come back from another teaching round in January.
Okay, I'm sitting with that for a minute because they're looking very carefully at your timeline. Hang on just a second. October, September. Yeah, because I'm trying to figure out if it makes any difference if September, but you're talking about, if I'm hearing you correctly, the money is not really there until after your next round of teaching?
No, I could probably move. I should be able to move, let's say, the money should all be there and be fairly comfortable in a move, let's say, the end of October,
okay.
All right?
Okay.
But I could wait, and after I come back from teaching in December, I could make, you know, that would give me a little bit even more of a cushion. But it's not, you know, either way, those two times will work.
Yeah, they're a little ambiguous. That's why I was kind of sitting with it. Like, they're going fall. Like, they're talking September, October to me. Like,
Okay, that's kind of what I was getting to.
Yeah, even August, September, October. So stretch that out. Get yourself a little bit of a cushion. I don't see any reason to wait till January, because by January, we're going to have six planets in Capricorn. Like, this is such an upward moving year for you. Like,
yes,
I'm just watching your
is.
Trajectory. Like, you're skyrocketing in everything that you're doing. And by January, I feel like you need to be relocated.
Right. Well, that was my thing. I don't want to miss the opportunity in the summer. You know, just because I'm afraid to make a move before October.
Yeah, let me come back, because I was trying to be more specific about a date. But they're saying you're actually tapping into the window. It's July to January, right?
Okay,
that's a window. Right?
Okay.
So, their comment is you're going to be just fine. You can move anytime you want, but if you wait just a little bit, you'll be more comfortable for you.
Yep, I will be. Okay, that's exactly what I needed. Thank you.
Okay, thanks so much. Good luck.
Yeah, thanks very much for calling in. 888-298-5569 for maybe one more caller if you want to sneak in for the original Loretta Brown Show.
Yeah, that'd be great. And let me make a comment on timing, because people ask me all the time, what about timing? Like, when is this going to happen? There are times when your guides and angels are very specific. Like, I had a client sometime during the winter who it came through really clear that she was going to be moving by March 15th. And she was like, there is no way I am moving by March 15th. And, of course, she is. And that's the exact day she's moving, which is March 15th, which is funny. We're not always that specific with dates, because we do have what's called windows, or we'll have windows that open and windows that close. And I don't govern that. I don't understand that completely. I just know that when they come through those messages, that's what it is. So sometimes you will get an intuitive hit. Always trust your own intuition also. So with me and with anybody that you go to that is a psychic or an angel communicator or a channel, if the information that they give you just doesn't seem quite right, then maybe it isn't quite right. You know, all of us are instruments, and we're doing the best we can to bring that information through for you, especially in these really, really active times. So back to astrology a little bit. Like I said, there's time for probably one more caller if you want to call 425-373-5527 or 1-888-298-5569 and get on with a question. Don't be shy. Give us a call. We love it. We love it. That's what we're here for. So on Friday, which is tomorrow, Venus will be very active in the sky. And Venus has been active a lot lately. She's been kicking up her heels. And Venus has been moving through the sign of Capricorn. And it's been moving in the areas of love and money. And Capricorn, you know, is a practical, it's a practical sign, right? So when Venus is moving through Capricorn, it is more interested in tangible results than mere romance. So some of you may have been, well, you might have had your love relationships with money and others improving, and some of it might have fallen apart because, like I said, Capricorn will be practical and will choose practicality or what is more grounded than all that lofty romantic stuff. So having Venus meet Saturn and then Pluto last week, it was a little refreshing for some people, helping us see things in a more balanced, appreciative way. But for others, it was more intense energy. And you may have felt there were some complications in love and money, which some of my callers have brought up. So we have another caller.
Yeah, we have one more before the end of the show. We have Nels calling in from Seattle. Hi, Nels.
Hey, how are you doing, Loretta?
Hi, Nels. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How about yourself here?
I'm awesome. I'm up here in the lofty tower with Mr. Benny, looking out at the sun shining on the Olympic mountains.
I mean, what more do you want in life, right?
I know. And this tall tower shines in the sun like gold or something, you know.
I'm looking right at you. I'm at top of Cap Hill looking in your direction.
I'm waving. I'm waving.
I am too.
Hi there.
So thank you again for the ceremony just before New Year's, for to bring in the new year and everything. Oh. I still have the pictures, and that was wonderful. Thank you for that.
Thank you. Oh, you're so welcome. Yeah, that's a powerful ceremony. It's really fascinating to do those decisions.
It really is, mm-hmm. And it really helps shift energy and bring in clarity of intent, which is wonderful.
Yeah.
So the main reason for the phone call was that simplicity, keeping things simple.
Mm.
I just received that just recently yesterday. And it seems like with all the complexity going on in politics and the world and everything, it feels like it's just the time to just ground and go simply in life.
I love your comment. Thank you for that, because simplicity, I think that's kind of a mantra for this year. I've noticed that a lot of my clients have been watching Tidying Up or whatever it is with Marie Kondo or whatever her name is. Is that her name? The Japanese gal that's helping everybody clean up. And a lot of my clients are decluttering, they're throwing things out, and I think you just hit the nail on the head, Nails, by saying simplicity. With all the complications in world, we're trying to, make it easier. Go ahead.
And so, and then also tying in with my guys, last time we spoke on the phone and everything, and they're just like, we have fun and everything. But it seems like when I was out photographing that the four-hour lunar eclipse and everything, it hit me like a lightning bolt that it's time to get down to business.
Mm-hmm.
There was a huge shift that night, and it feels like it's simplicity and just getting down to business.
It is, it is, by the way. Everything that has happened since the beginning of the year astrologically has been pushing us forward. And we are, I told everybody Chiron moved into Aries recently for an 8-year period of time, which number one is to heal our woundedness of our identities. Like, who are we? Why are we here on the planet? And what did we come to do? And then we have so much Taurus and Capricorn energy that it's inevitable. We will all be stepping up and doing what we came to do. And many people through this healing of this woundedness are going to move from victimhood into kind of warrior mode. And they're going to be like, no, I don't need any help. I can do this. And that powerful energy is also playing in your life. So it is time to do it. We need your beautiful pictures. We need all of your beautiful essences. And it's just time. So don't be afraid.
Started the website and getting online and everything with that, and setting up with Glazers to do some classes and whatnot. Just share that love and that beauty.
Great, wonderful. Thanks so much for calling in, and to all of my listeners, thank you. Thanks for listening. How fantastic is it? Have a great, great week. Yay! Hello, March. Hello, sunshine. Hello, yeah. And this is Loretta Brown. Remember, the shows are in the archives. Download them for free. Find out more about me at thelorettabrownshow.com. I'll talk to you next time.